Hi, everyone. You are listening to Matt and Jimmy on the Trivial Drinks Podcast. Even though our podcast uses alcohol, we want to encourage everyone to be safe and responsible. Use ride-sharing devices, taxis, or call a friend. But be safe out there, and now please enjoy Trivial Drinks.
It's the second annual Oktoberfest with Trivial Drinks Podcast. All month, we are drinking Oktoberfest-style beers. Strap on your lederhosen and get ready for some of the worst German accents you've ever heard. Now your hosts, Matt and Jimmy.
Hey, it's good
it's Oktoberfest!
We are so happy to be sharing Oktoberfest with you.
I love Oktoberfest, yeah.
Is it because we look great in lederhosen? No. Is it because we are excited about Ludwig and Therese?
Yeah.
Maybe.
These but are people.
Oktoberfest is the best time of year.
Best time of year.
There is so many great beers.
So many great beers.
So, from so many different breweries.
Yes.
And you know what our job is?
Yes.
To bring it to the people.
That is what we do.
And we are excited to do it. Another Oktoberfest.
Second Oktoberfest.
Season 2 Oktoberfest begins today.
Can we say we do an annual Oktoberfest now? Because it is 2 years now.
Yeah, I mean, it happens every year.
I have dusted off my accent and I am proud to be putting it out there horribly. It's something, yeah.
We have Dunkels, we have Marzens, we have Fest beers. We are prepared to celebrate Oktoberfest the right way.
Oktoberfest the right way. And welcome back.
Welcome back to the Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and Jimmy. This is a weekly podcast where we explore the wondrous nature of both beer and trivia. Each week, we'll introduce a new beer to our listeners and highlight some unique qualities of our beverage of choice.
But in October, only Oktoberfest beers.
Yeah. Very true. As we compete, points are earned both through consumption of beer and pieces of the pie acquired.
Yeah.
At the end of 1 hour, the player with the most points will win the game.
Yeah, they will.
But really, in Oktoberfest, we're all winners.
We're all winners in Oktoberfest.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Let's broaden our minds.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I need to drop the accent. It's going to keep going all damn
night. No, it's fine.
It's horrible. Oh my gosh. Ah, but I mean, how exciting is it to be doing Oktoberfest again? You know, and I mean, we talked, right? We talk every once in a while.
We talked a few times.
We share the foods. We share the words, mm-hmm. Yeah. But we thought we'd go a little off the rails again.
Well, I think what we're learning about season two is that we are definitely expanding.
Yes.
Both our understanding of the worlds of beer and trivia, but also our palates.
Yes.
We are looking.
My waistline. It's
okay.
I'm working on it, but it should go away sooner or later. If I keep taking the pills.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
But we've broken
tradition.
We've broken tradition, yeah. But in the spirit
exactly
of Oktoberfest, we decided we needed to expand to a German beer.
Yes,
in
honor of Ludwig.
In honor of their wedding. I mean, it's coming up. You know, well, it may have already passed. We don't know. Well, they're all dead because it happened in 1810.
It happened a while ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't think that got our toaster that we sent. So, whoops.
Well, they probably didn't know it, but it's fine.
It's okay.
But yeah, in honor of the marriage of the Crown Prince of Bavaria, who later became King Louis I, to Princess Therese von Sachsen-Hildburghausen.
Wow.
And I've been practicing.
That's impressive.
anyway, so they had a five-day festival, mm-hmm. concluded with a horse race. And then the following year, they did the horse race with the fair, and then mm-hmm. they started serving food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
soon it became Oktoberfest. And yeah, it's just kept going and going and going. And today, I mean,
how many different Oktoberfests are there just within your own state? Think about
exactly
that, right.
Well, so here's a fun fact. The mayor of Munich mm-hmm. taps the first keg to open the festival.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
And then total beer consumption during Oktoberfest,
yeah,
is about 2 million gallons.
I feel like we could do that tonight.
No?
Is that?
Well, you know, I'm
you
just
say gonna, 2 million?
Yeah, 2 million.
I was way off.
Yeah,
my bad. Yeah, it could take a bit.
Little,
yeah.
You were a little high.
A little high.
If we're going to get anywhere near that, I'm going to put the 9 and the 1 on my phone now. And right as my liver shuts down, I'm going to hit the other one and we'll be fine.
We're definitely going to need to phone a friend and have him just sit here to watch us.
Yeah. Can you just...
You're a designated watcher?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just poke them with a stick. Make right? sure they're fine. but yeah, so tonight mm-hmm. we have... we've gone with... do you want to introduce where we're... Our beer?
Yeah, it's coming from the wonderful world of Germany. Bavaria, Germany, to be exact. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing the Koenig Ludwig... Weissbier. And it is a Royal Bavarian Hefeweizen, really, mm-hmm. With refreshing pale wheat beer. You know, full bodied, you know, lively tasting, perfectly balanced and complex, with some fruity beer aromas.
Right.
But the originators of the Bavarian purity laws in 1516 and the founding family of Oktoberfest is what this beer is from.
Ooh.
Right,
so we are tapping tradition here.
We are tapping tradition pretty hard, you know. So I have a totally different accent there, but no, I think I'm excited about this. I know we talked about it, and we sat there and stared at how many German beers, and we're like, which is going to be the one? And I mean, we talked about Ludwig, you know, all last Oktoberfest.
We
brought him out during the summer a couple times. And that's in honor of him, it just makes sense. He's an ungrateful bastard. He doesn't write back.
Never did.
What a dick.
Not a one.
Hey, jeez.
They did not raise him right.
But it makes sense for us to go ahead and drink a beer with his name on it.
Yeah.
In honors of him. And, you know, I mean, obviously we'll be doing a lot of different German-style beers throughout through Oktoberfest. And we've started it a little bit early in the end of September. And we're going to head on over and through October.
All the way through.
You know, so it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, we'll have beers from across the nation and a couple Oktoberfest-style beers you'll find here in the great state of Arizona, y'all.
That is true.
Absolutely.
Because we will still, this is, like you said, a brief break from tradition. But we will then go back to our regularly scheduled programming of national and local beers to make sure that, you know, we still represent the people that we know and we love. Brief history about this particular brewery is from the how do you say it? The Vossteiner?
The Vossteiner.
Vossteiner. The Vossteiner Brewery. So
it's a good thing we watched that pronunciation video. Eh?
Yeah. But
how do you pronounce Vossteiner?
Vossteiner.
Vossteiner.
So in 1753, Antonius Kramer was asked to pay a beer tax for the first time at his home brewing volumes. It surpassed what was allowed. Oh. And he was like, no, not happening. But so that kind of kickstarted that whole brewing tradition in the town of Vossteiner. And to this day, ninth generation, Katharina Kramer carries on that tradition of brewing excellence. So
nice.
It stayed in the family that entire time. And it just kind of grew and passed on. So that I'm really excited to try a beer that has been passed down for generations.
That's awesome.
Something that has been refined and mm-hmm. from different generations of people.
Mm-hmm.
Casper, Albert. Albert was actually very impressive. He refined the taste of the beer. And he actually got the prestigious Braumeister Diplom, which is a brewmaster's degree in brewing science.
That's pretty cool.
So it was under his leadership that the brewery took a more modern turn and started to make beer in not a different way, just a little bit more efficient way.
Okay.
And we've seen that as Vossteiner has continued, they've really made a commitment to making quality beer and doing things the right way. So they've, you know, used a natural reserve of extra soft water in the Arnsberg Forest. They've committed a lot to being, to reducing their carbon footprint.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, they've even though it's a very old brewery, they've I think it shows, much like we've seen before, that something that is old and steeped in tradition can still take steps into the modern world and be very successful.
Yeah.
You can find Vossteiner everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's brewed in Germany, but you can find it in, Arizona.
So yeah.
It's like, no. Literally, you can find this anywhere.
You can go onto the Vossteiner website. It's funny because originally when you look up the Ludwig Weissbier, it automatically brings up a UK site, you know? So when you go to the US, the beer that we're going to be drinking tonight, weirdly enough, not on the website. It's very odd.
That is strange.
You know, but then, I mean, they have a website for Deutschland, obviously, Germany, Netherlands, and then also Italy. So I almost kind of want to, like, dig into those websites later. So, like, be like, what beers do you get that we don't, you know?
what is happening here in the Deutschland?
Yeah. And, I mean, when you look at the bottle, I mean, it's a brown glass bottle we're going to be drinking from tonight.
Lovely.
It's got that very German feel to it. The yellows, the golds, the blacks, you know, it's nice. The family crest, I'm assuming, at the top there.
Yeah.
My favorite part, though, is, you know, when you read the ingredients from the United States, it's always very detailed, you know?
Yeah.
This is what we're getting from the German beer bottle. Ingredients, brewing water. Mm. Seems fair. Wheat malt.
Good.
Barley malt.
Yes.
Hop extract.
Uh-huh.
Yeast.
Well, I mean, you do need all those things for beer.
I mean, that's exactly what I'm like, and so we're drinking beer, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, good. We got the major fours. We're good.
I'm glad they made that easy for us.
Right?
A naturally cloudy wheat brew. I love the brewed according to Bavarian purity law.
1560, baby. Following the old rules.
Yeah, so it... Why not stick with the history? It's got to be good.
I agree.
So, are you ready?
I think it's time to pop that top, open the tab, let's get going.
I'm a bum. Hold on. I got to grab a tool. What am I thinking?
I got one right here. We're good.
I mean,
I got to pass the tool along.
I know, but, you know. We can do a synonymous.
I see what you're saying here. We're trying to be professional. I got you.
Well, I mean, why start now? But there you are. One, two, three. Oh, see? How nice is that?
Smells great, actually. That smells like beer.
It does.
Right? Okay, so in my opinion.
Yes.
I mean, we haven't taken a drink yet.
No.
But I've always felt back when I worked for the Mouse in Orlando.
Yes.
We go to the German beer garden inside Epcot.
Uh-huh.
And of course you get yourself a nice stein of beer.
Of course.
And the all German beer to me has a distinct smell. Boom. Inside this bottle, I smell that. It's amazing.
Do you think that is because of the strict brewing standards that they have to follow?
That or it's the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being joking, but I'm somewhat serious at the same point in time.
Right.
You know, I agree with you. Yeah. It's probably that whole... It's like New Yorkers saying, oh, our bread's better because of the water, okay? No one in their right mind has ever thought to themselves, I want to drink the water in New York.
Mm-mm.
But that's a thing. That is like a deal. Like, I mean, the pizza tastes different in New York, and you could do the same thing in Arizona. It would not taste the same. And I'd say, I do want it from the original Ray's Pizza there in that New York. You know?
I do. I want that, and I want the side of carcinogens that come with it.
Absolutely. I want to know that death could be here tomorrow.
Yeah, it's that body floating in the river that gives it that extra bit of kick.
Now I really feel like I'm in a mall movie. Yeah. I mean, cool, right? No, but yes,
no,
I think
to
it
our
is.
Great listeners in New York.
Absolutely. No, I love New York. Yeah. Their food's amazing.
It is.
But in New Jersey,
they can get the fuck out of here.
No. Yeah. Hey, only what? Six, seven, what are we up to? Seven things that come out of New Jersey? That's amazing.
Seven good things.
Wow, seven. Well done. Yeah. But German, I think, you know, with the strict purity laws, I think they really have stuck to it to the point where you get that smell in there, right?
Oh, definitely.
So, but yeah, it's definitely cloudy. I mean, we're looking through the glass here. We haven't even taken a drink yet, and it's definitely got that cloudy look to it. I'm excited. It does.
All right. All right.
Our tab's open.
Our tabs are open.
Let's do it.
As we do in October.
Oktoberfest.
On Oktoberfest, you know, we do a traditional toast.
Yes, sir.
So, are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
A one, and a two, and a three.
Ziggy-zaggy, ziggy-zaggy, hoi, hoi, hoi!
That's high Bavarian quality beer.
That is so good.
It's really good.
Man, the Germans have got beer figured out.
Is it?
Wow. What?
Is it just me, or do you get like a... Like, because it kind of... You always get that like bread or pretzel-y smell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you get like a... Like a banana bread kind of feel to that?
Okay, so I've heard that a couple times where people believe a lot of like German Weiss beers have a banana bread smell.
Yeah.
I never get that.
Like in the taste too. Like I almost get like a sweeter taste on that.
Okay, so I'll agree with that. So yes, but what I always get out of it is The Germans do the pretzel bread really amazing, right? And then they have, I mean, how many assortments of mustard? But there's this sweet grainy mustard that they do.
Yeah.
That you just dip your pretzel in. And that was my dessert every time I go to a brew house.
Oh, okay.
I love that. I mean, you have strudel. I mean, but that is what I want. Mm-hmm. You know.
Don't forget the cream.
Wow. Inglourious Bastards. For this show. But anyways, good movie.
Sorry.
Christopher Waltz is amazing in that show, right?
He's great.
In pretty much everything.
Yeah,
but,
he could do no wrong.
He couldn't. No, absolutely not. But
but
yeah, you get what I'm saying? That's what I get, is that sweet, the sweetness of the pretzel bread with that sweetness of that mustard. That's the flavor I get. I think that's why I really like this.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
But again, it's a memory thing that just pulls you back.
I'm coming back to it.
Absolutely. So.
Yeah, no, with the taste. Taste is wonderful.
God, that's good.
The artwork is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The colors, the contrast, the lettering. The smell, it's a total package.
This is a great way to start off October.
I'm so glad you suggested it.
Oh, no, this is amazing. God, boy, we should really branch out.
So
Oktoberfest is good, y'all.
Eventually, thanks to the nature of our chosen profession here,
mm-hmm.
We will branch out to other
other
countries eventually.
Absolutely. There's just so many great breweries that you have to hit up in the United States. I mean, I think one of our upcoming shows we're going to be doing, I think during the Oktoberfest, is from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado, I mean, I think is what, a brewery to every five people that actually live there.
Yeah,
and they're turning out amazing stuff.
They hand out breweries up there like Oprah.
Seriously,
you get a brewery.
You get a brewery.
You get a brewery.
Everybody gets a brewery.
Look under your chair. What do you have?
Oh,
it's
my god!
Brewery.
I got a brewery. Oh my god! I'm so excited.
Truth be told, I've always wanted Oprah to introduce me for something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the stage, Matt O'Mara!
Yeah, you come over, do a flip, and announce you're marrying someone?
Yeah. No.
That's already been taken?
Yeah, that's been taken.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Plus, if I was announcing that I was marrying someone, my wife might take umbrage with that. Like,
she might spit a beer at.
Yeah, who's this bitch?
All right.
So, we... I'll roll, but we had to make a change.
We did.
We finished... The classic edition.
Yep.
We went to the genus.
Yep.
We finished the genus edition, and now we are in the family edition. Small problem with the family edition.
Uh-huh.
There's only one deck of cards.
No, there's two. It's just we're probably not going to use the other
one. Well, yeah, the other deck is for children.
I mean, that could help me. Let's be straight up. What color is a fire truck? I want to say blue, but red's tugging at the heartstring.
Yeah?
Let's go yellow.
Okay. No.
Oh. Darn.
It's okay. Just do what I do when you when you mess up the colors. Yeah. Mm. Just blame someone else.
Colorblind.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't see him.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's horrible. But yeah, so we're using the family edition. Adult questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Adult. We'll see.
Yeah.
But there's some different categories.
There are some different categories.
So we have blue. Is people and places.
All right.
Pink is entertainment.
That didn't change.
Yellow is history.
Still the same.
Brown has changed to science and nature.
We ditched art and leisure?
Yeah.
I got a chance.
Green is sports and leisure.
Okay, that's good to see.
And orange is a wild card.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. Maybe it means like, it's like a potpourri category.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, like on Jeopardy, it's like all the questions that they couldn't fit into the other categories, they just put together in this potpourri, and it's just random bullshit.
Is that what potpourri really is?
Well, potpourri is that. Yeah, you take random things together and put them together, and they smell nice.
Oh, all right. I guess that's what it means. Okay. Yeah, we'll
not?
Go with that.
Cool. All right. So
I rolled a 1. You rolled a 4. You get to go first. I think this should be fun. We'll probably go through this pretty quick, too. This should be three shows, maybe?
Maybe.
We'll see how it goes.
But there's a couple of other, you know, there's other, and we're...
Yeah, they got like a Ruby edition, I heard.
Yeah, there's a Ruby one. There's a sports one.
Yeah, I thought I also
there's
saw,
a Disney
like,
one.
I don't know if we're going to do that one.
There's a...
we should just build our own game.
Harry Potter. Yeah, we should.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
It'll be easier. And then you can buy it.
It's true.
I can't product place that yet because we don't have a name for it. But anyways,
oh yeah,
someday.
We do. Yeah, we do. Trivial Drinks.
Well, yeah, okay. But you gotta come up with like, you gotta be catchy, you gotta be snappy, you know? Something snappy.
Are we?
You know?
Oh, maybe Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters play Trivial Drinks.
I love that idea.
Good news though, you get to keep the suits. One.
Wow.
That's fun. That's fun. I guess I'll go this way?
All right.
Wait, hold on.
That is
which people... way is sports?
Oh, sports is that way. It's this orange. One. Oh, no.
No,
that's
it's
green
not.
Now.
It's damn not.
It. It's right here. That's that one.
No, the pie.
Oh, the pie.
I guess I'll start with entertainment.
Okay, I see what you're going for.
Whew.
Okay. What? Okay. Whoa. Hello. Uh-huh. What Watts-born little rascal appeared in more R gang comedies than any other character? This is like entertainment from like back in the Genius Edition. Holy crap.
Well, I know two little rascals.
Okay.
I know Buckwheat.
Okay.
And Alfalfa.
That's all you know?
And Darla.
Okay. Spanky. Froggy. No?
It's been a while since I've seen any of the R gang.
No, I feel like
and the movie.
It's really sad because everything I base off is from the movie. Movie, yeah. Right? That's what we grew up
with. What Wattsborn? Watts like born, the city of Watts?
I'm assuming so.
Wow.
What Wattsborn? So you know if this person was born in Watts. There you go. What Wattsborn little rascal appeared in more R gang comedies than any other character?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go Buckwheat.
Yeah, it was Farina. Farina. I don't know who that character is.
Who's Farina?
I have no idea. I really don't. That's what it said on here, though.
Okay.
Cool,
I'm going to look that up because I have no idea
what that is.
I know Farina is like cream of rice, like the cereal.
Okay.
Yeah, like Farina.
Two? I don't know. What's two again? Okay, brown. So let's go science and nature, which would be...
Okay. Alan Clayton Hoskins was a American child actor who portrayed the character of Farina in 105 R gang short films from 1922 to 1931.
So who is it?
His name was Alan Clayton Hoskins.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea who Farina was actually on that show.
Does that ring a bell?
Actually, yeah. Is that sad that I recognize who that is?
A little.
Sorry. But okay. Kid made money. Well done.
Hey, way to go. All right. What are we're on green?
Yeah.
Sports and leisure suits.
Oh shit.
Here we go.
Okay.
Good question.
Is it actually sports?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh good.
How many
minor
league home runs
did
Babe Ruth hit?
He was in a minor league team?
I guess so. How many minor league home runs did the Great Bambino hit?
Well, I thought you were talking about the Great Bambi.
The Wimpy Deer?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
It's totally fine.
I don't think he was even on a minor league team. That doesn't even... did they have minor league teams back then? I'm always zero. I'm going to say zero.
Everybody smoked and rode in trains, so I don't know.
Exactly, right? I feel like he did that as he was walking up to the plate. Right.
How many minor league home runs did Babe Ruth hit? You say zero.
I say zero.
The answer is one.
Bullshit.
I kid you not. The
wow.
Answer...
What do you do? Hit one and be like, all right, I'm moving up.
I'm done.
All right. No, Babe, come on. Like, all right, never mind.
The scouts are probably like, wow, this guy's got moxie.
This guy, he's got moxie. Hey, hold this soda, by the way.
Yeah, he could really hit it out the park.
God.
He's got spunk. He's got
moxie.
Yeah, he's got kinetic energy. He smokes like a chimney.
What about that Ted Williams guy? Yeah, I like Babe over here. What a great name, Babe. Hey, look at that fat guy. His name's Babe. The one smoking over the side, he's got a big stogie hanging out of his mouth. Yeah, that guy, Babe over there.
Babe.
What's his last name? Ruth. And he'll hit the ball.
George Herman? Yeah, call him Babe.
Stick with Babe Ruth. I'll play, kid.
I am on science and nature.
Science and nature. Okay. What are you afraid of if you suffer from... Oh, come on. Pyrophobia.
Fire?
Yeah. God dang. Come on.
I was waiting. Oh, for the love of mother.
Well, that's one again.
Three ones in a row.
You're doing good.
Okay.
What city leads the U.S. in red-eye late-night flights to New York City? You get that?
What city leads in red-eye?
Flights to New York City.
Oh, like overnight flights to New York City?
Yeah.
L.A.?
L.A.
Okay. Yeah.
He's rolling again.
Roll again. Yeah.
Yep.
Stay away from that one.
Yes.
I'm going to roll again.
Roll again.
And
roll.
Man. All right. Wow.
Sorry. Throwing Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, is everything okay? Is that
it's really good beer.
I just feel like breaking stuff and
yeah, I'm sorry. Gotta have faith. That's all I'm saying. All right, and
how dare
I need
they besmirch the great George Michael.
He was great, by the way, George Michaels. Gotta have faith. What paddle sport was originally played with balls made of champagne corks? Huh. What paddle sport was originally played with balls made of champagne corks?
Racquetball?
No, it was table tennis, ping pong.
Oh.
I had no idea.
That's awesome. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. You roll.
I'm rolling.
Wow, we are really kicking ass today.
We are owning. Ah, damn it.
Five.
Ooh, never mind. I can't count. Thank
blue
God.
Either way.
I'll go blue. Either way.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Let's be honest.
Here we go. Easy question. You got this.
What is this? People?
Yeah. People and Places. Although it is it's about a book.
Uh-huh.
What land has people 6 inches tall in a Jonathan Swift book? So if you know the book, the people.
Isn't this Gulliver's Travels?
It is Gulliver's Travels. That probably gave something away there. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
You knew the book.
I knew the book.
You knew the book. All right, so what is the...
I knew the Jack Black film.
You're the one who saw it. Is
I own it.
What's the land of the tiny people?
Oh boy, I don't know. I really don't remember the land. I just remember 6 foot people tying them down, and
yeah.
There you go.
It's like, we're gonna get you, Mister.
All right, here. Click. Look at the finger.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the name of the city?
Lilliput.
Lilliput.
Because they're Lilliputians.
Ah, I get it now. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Back to the beer.
Yeah, so we've asked like 5 questions and gotten 2 right.
We're doing horrible in the family edition. Are we family guys?
I guess we have families.
We do. We just don't know how to get the gift cards. Let's get the gift cards.
Yeah, we probably should.
We might actually do good there. What is Winnie's best friend's name?
What is Winnie's
Piglet.
Middle name?
Actually, we were looking for Christopher Robin. We were looking for The Pooh as his last name. Sorry.
It's hyphenated.
It's hyphenated. The Pooh.
Yeah.
Wild card.
We'll sure.
See. This is the first one for us. What do most people in the U.S. call a bowler hat?
Oh, a derby?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Home of one of my favorite salads. Great story, by the way, how it was made.
I guess I'll go here.
Rolling again?
Wow. Okay. So all I could get was ones, and now all I can get is nowhere near an actual pie.
All right. Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess another sports wouldn't hurt.
All right. Sports it is. I'm going to have to grab me another beer.
Yeah, whatever gets us through these questions, because so far...
Yeah.
Not very friendly.
No, not at all. Family, my. Hey, how much did the first Nathan's Frank sell for on Coney Island?
Are you fucking me?
Wow.
A nickel?
Is that your first guess? Final guess? Whatever it is? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Final guess.
Yeah.
We were looking for 5 cents.
Ooh.
Five cents.
Good.
Roll again, sir.
Man, watching all those things on the 4th of July has really paid off.
A nickel.
Yeah, if you adjust for inflation, it is now.
It's about probably, what, $4 or $5 now? Yeah.
I don't know. They eat like 40 of them at a time.
Oh, I know,
dear
right?
God.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Here we go.
We got a people pie.
People and or places.
All right. Let's, you got the last one. Oh boy. Yeah, you got this.
Wow.
You got this.
I like it. I wish the audience could see your expression sometimes before you say like, oh, you like make this cringeworthy face and like, oh no, you got this. You got this. And then
it's horrible because there's times I'm reading, I'm like, oh God, state with that? That doesn't make any, oh, it makes perfect sense. My bad. It's really one of those. We should someday film this and actually put it like on the YouTubes or something. I don't know. But, yeah, that I was totally dumbfounded, and then I saw it, and it makes sense.
Okay.
What state's second and third most spoken languages are Japanese and Filipino?
I mean, Hawaii. Makes
Hawaii.
Sense.
Yeah, is it, sir?
It's like,
yeah, it was one of those where I'm sitting there going, oh, that's what the freak. Honestly, the first thing my brain went to was, and this is somewhere,
California.
California.
Yeah.
It was like, California. Ooh. And then Hawaii. Oh, that makes better sense. Yeah, my bad. So, did you just put the pie in backwards?
I put it in sideways, yeah.
How do you do that?
I didn't think you could.
Wow. All
right.
Talk about shoving a pie in a triangle hole. I don't know.
Yeah, there's probably a metaphor. Ooh.
Six.
I guess I'll head to the wild card.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Because I'll play sports. All right.
Let's do it. You know, we were just talking about this guy earlier. Good guy.
Oh, okay. I was like, this could be any number of people, but all right.
We did talk about a lot. But this guy, you'll get it. What veteran fighter battled George Foreman in a fight dubbed Two Geezers at Caesars?
Well, we were talking about George Foreman. We didn't talk about anybody else that fought him, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said George Foreman.
Oh, I see.
Like our, you know, like our secret technique for making hamburgers. The Foreman.
The Foreman.
I did the Foreman.
Two Geezers at Caesars. Let's see. Who's an old fighter that he might have boxed? That wasn't Ali. So, do you think it might have been Two Geezers at Caesars? That is a... It isn't quite the thrill in Manila, but it is... thank you. It is something. I think Two Geezers at Caesars might be... Is it Joe Frazier?
Is that your final answer?
Well, sure. Why not?
I don't know how to tell you this. It was not. It was Jerry Cooney.
I don't know who that is.
Me either.
I'm not a huge boxing fan, but yeah, I don't know who the hell that guy is.
No idea.
Okay.
Me either.
Your turn.
He must have been a great guy. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
He was old, though, when he fought that Foreman guy.
Yeah. Roll again. So, you go for it. Yeah, right.
Five.
That may be the worst billing I've ever heard for a fight.
Right?
Two Geezers.
Man.
You're on the yellow pie if you
what
want
is
it.
Oh, it's history. Oh, good. Sure.
And you just cracked open a fresh one.
I know. So. That's why I'm like, ooh, we might need to get that Arizona light popping.
Nah, you got this.
Well, okay.
Easy one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. You're like, maybe.
It's been in the news.
It's been in the news.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, let's give this a try.
Here we go. What U.S. president
put
William Rehnquist on the Supreme Court 3 months after calling him a clown? Not this particular thing, but it's been...
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
What U.S. president put William Rehnquist on the Supreme Court 3 months after calling him a clown?
I really have no idea. I'm sorry, I just... This might be an Arizona lifetime. Trying to think of all the presidents that actually had the chance to put a Supreme Court justice on.
Because there's only 9 of them, it's actually been more than you think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, I mean, they do pass away, right?
Yeah. You know? It's a lifetime appointment until they either pass away or they step down.
Yeah.
And?
But I'm trying to think.
They used to be, like, you actually had to be qualified before you were put on the courts.
Okay.
That went away in our parents' lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
pretty much.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I really don't, and I don't want to chug this. Do we have an Arizona light?
We do. It is, let me get it from the fridge for you.
Okay. The more and more I'm sitting and thinking about it, I know I'm probably going to screw this one up. I don't feel too confident about my presidential history, let alone history in general. So it makes me think that the best idea I could come up with is chugging beer in less than 30 seconds.
No, well, I mean, you picked a great beer.
I appreciate it. You know, that, and I mean, when we have this happen, obviously we go to our Steady Eddie, which
is always
there. It's tradition. We keep it going. You know, if we get on a pie and we think we might know it, or hey, we think we don't know it, like me right now, we go to the Steady Eddie route just so we can at least hopefully get some points out of this.
Right. Brought to us by the lovely people at Husk Brewing.
Absolutely.
Who also have an Oktoberfest.
They do.
They do.
We might have to taste that.
We might. It might be an entire Huss episode.
I'm okay with that.
I think everyone
would
be.
We've done a Huss episode too.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like.
But yeah, we didn't have a Steady Eddie, I think.
No, we did not. No. It was all right. So.
Let's.
Ready when you are, sir.
Let's crack this open.
Okay, he has cracked it open. Would you like to hear who it was before or after?
I do. Let's hear it now.
It is Richard Nixon.
Well, I was way off who I was going to originally say. So.
So the timer is up, and we are ready whenever you are.
We are going.
All right. So, as previously stated, Jimmy is drinking a delicious Arizona Light from Huss Brewing. It's just north of 100 calories, and it is delicious.
110.
110, as he is saying, as he's chugging, because he's that good. And yeah, he did it in 16 seconds, because he is amazing.
I'm losing my speed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He just makes it seem so effortless.
All right.
I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, sure. That's what to be proud of.
Richard Nixon.
I was not going to guess Nixon.
Who are you leaning towards?
I know when he came through, to be honest. I was honestly trying to think of someone older, to be honest. I think I was originally thinking like JFK, but I'm like, can't have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, I was way off, obviously. Because JFK was what, two presidents before him?
I believe so. Then Lyndon Johnson and then
Nixon, right?
Nixon?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Because, I mean, Nixon and Kennedy debated, so.
They did.
Yeah.
So.
Turns out you should probably wear makeup when you're going to be under the hot lights of the stage.
Yeah, about that.
You should also not look like a dirty old man.
What are you talking about? You're on a history pie.
I'm on a history pie. I am.
You're joining me on the side here.
I am ready. I'm joining you there.
Okay, so this is the first card? Yeah.
And I also just cracked a beer, so we'll see how this goes.
Ah, you got this. I think so. Speaking of presidents.
Okay.
What assassinated U.S. president's body was exhumed in 1981 after 100 years under? Okay, exhumed means, I'm assuming...
Dug up.
Dug up?
Yeah.
Wow. Why'd they do that after 100 years? All right. What assassinated U.S. president's body was exhumed in 19... I thought this was a family game. Good God. After 100 years under.
In 1981?
1981.
So, yeah. Assassinated in 1881?
I'm assuming, yeah. If I'm doing math right, and God knows I'm not good
at
that. So.
Well, we can rule out Kennedy.
Kennedy's out.
We can rule out...
Kennedy's out, right?
We can rule out probably then... Yeah. Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I mean, because...
Too far back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1865. Well, yeah. Too far back.
Yeah.
So, that leads me to believe that it is... one of two. Ugh. McKinley or okay. Garfield.
Okay.
My first thought was, yeah, my gut said it was McKinley.
Really?
So, yeah, because I don't like cats. And, because I have.
Well, you like lasagna.
I do. Right? And I don't like Mondays, so we have more.
See, there you
more
go.
More things in common.
I get it.
Ooh.
Mondays. I always thought to myself for some reason in like old Garfield cartoons.
Yeah, great cartoons.
I always thought that voice was actually Bill Murray for some reason.
It kind of sounds like him.
It sounds like him, right?
Yeah.
It's not.
Which no, is I too bad that, because.
Right? How awesome would that be?
Yeah, if Bill Murray had just been in every piece of my childhood, yes. Yeah,
pretty much, right? Ghostbusters, great. Caddyshack, awesome. Garfield,
love it.
Life is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't argue that.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure if Caddyshack can be considered a kid's a childhood movie, but...
Sure.
I mean, I liked it. It taught me how to golf. No.
It taught me about haiku.
Is that... That's true. It taught me how to get free drinks.
That's true, yeah.
To throw up into the top of a Porsche.
Right.
You know?
That is the worst. Like,
it's so
horrible.
You have
so many places you could throw up. You ran past like eight places to throw up.
There are bushes. Yeah. I'm sure there was a bathroom in that hallway.
Probably.
You ran through in the lobby. I mean...
It taught me how to say something in a tone of voice that sounds nice, but is really terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you gotta take this back. I can still see the marks where the jockey was hitting it. Oh, look at you. You must have been something before electricity. That's funny. And taught me how to fake an injury.
I broke my arm. He's what? You buy this hat, you get a free bowl of soup. Oh, but it looks good on you. too funny. I love Rodney Dangerfield.
He's so good, so talented.
Right?
May I have?
May I have a what? Can I hear it in a vowel? Oktoberfest? Oktoberfest. I claim Oktoberfest for everything at this point.
I'm in between.
You're McKinley and Garfield.
Yeah, I'm going McKinley.
McKinley. It is James Garfield, sir.
God damn it!
Wow!
All right, so... Wow. God, I got my numbers mixed up. Wow. McKinley is later.
Is he? I don't even know, so...
God damn it. Yeah, I think he's in the 1900s.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So, how's this work?
So, you lose a beer.
I do.
Or you lose a point.
Yeah.
Which, let's be honest, let's not be too worried there. And you have to chug the beer in front of you.
All right. Well,
at least it's good that I'm in the vice.
It is. I didn't want to chug it.
You don't... So that is the worst part about this show. When you're sitting here and you're having a beer that you like, and it's good, you really don't want to chug it because you want to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
I do.
Don't get me wrong. Cold. Arizona Light is a good beer, too. Yeah. It is tasty.
But it is already in that role.
But it's in that role. It says crushability on the can.
It is a star in its role.
Absolutely. It does an amazing job. So,
gosh darn it.
But yeah, no. Ludwig here, his Weissbier is very good. You know, Wachstein has kept on with the tradition of good beers. I'm just saying. I think it's a good beer. I like it. But at the same time, it's not one of those you want to chug. But
nah.
It's part of the game. It is what it is. So.
Your role, sir.
6.
You have blue or green.
Oh, people or sports. Ooh, and that's... okay, we'll give it a... I'll attempt the wild card here, being next to it.
Oh, okay. No, man, that's sports.
It's a wild card pie.
Yeah, I got you.
Name 4, sorry. Oh, shit.
This is great. How many losing Super Bowl teams had John Elway quarterbacked as of 1991? How many times had John Elway lost in the Super Bowl as of 1991.
Well, he wasn't on the Bills, so that takes away 4.
In a row.
Yeah. Oof. Poor Jim Kelly. Talk about getting shit for life on that one. But he survived cancer, so well done.
Twice.
Twice, right? That's right. Yeah, twice now. Jim Kelly's pretty badass. So.
He seems like a generally nice dude.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I mean, that was a pretty stacked team, too.
Absolutely.
You know, the defense was incredible. Thurman Thomas.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Was it Andre Reed? Wasn't that their star receiver?
I think you're
at
right.
That time? Yeah. So, all right, good.
But yeah, no, they were there every time. Good point. Okay, so I'm. How many times did he lose the Super Bowl?
As of 1991, and where he was the quarterback.
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. Because that was back when he was the runaround guy before he became the stay-in-the-pocket guy.
Yeah, before he lost his mobility and then...
Had no choice but to...
Did his run and he tried to dive over and got slammed around. Yeah.
I'm going to go 2. Ooh. 3?
3.
Ah!
Yeah,
damn it. Did it give you the years?
No.
Oh, damn.
We know one of them was the Niners.
Niners, right? Yeah.
That was beautiful. Yeah. That was a...
Little blazer.
Smoked him. He wasn't smoking. It's not like... When we played the Chargers and just beat the dog shit out of them.
There's killing and then there's just being mean.
Yeah.
So, and you guys are just mean.
They just bullied them. Oh, God. I don't
beat them like a dog. Oh, entertainment pie.
Oh, God. I don't know if I got the strength.
Oh, you've got to say. Okay. Oh, well, City of Love.
City I Love?
City of Brotherly Love.
Philly.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's the answer. Got it.
What about that? for entertainment pie, what Philadelphia-born comic vowed, "I've never struck a woman, not even my mother." That's actually kind of funny. I know it sounds okay. It's you have to understand who it is saying it. It's funny. He has a great line about drinking. I love it.
Wow.
Arizona Light?
It might be.
Really?
I don't know this one.
Really? I mean, it's an older comic.
Yeah. I mean, I've got guesses.
Okay. Like, what are you thinking?
I mean, my first thought was W.C. Fields.
Okay.
But I don't think it's that old.
Okay.
So that's where I got lost. Is like, never struck a woman, not even my mother. So.
That's funny.
Yeah. It is. But then because I heard that, I was like, it makes you think, oh, it's probably a, you know, someone with a famous mother or someone who's got an overbearing mother. Like, that could be any number of people. I mean, that could be us, but we're not from Philly, is that?
No,
never been there.
Yep.
Not, well, I've been there, but not from there.
I've never actually been to Philly.
Philly's a lovely town.
I would love to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll put it on the tour.
I think that's
We'll great. Make it part of the tour.
Make it part of the tour. Yeah.
his commercial, Mark Hamill, the Uber Eats one.
Yeah.
I want some tomatoes. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Too funny.
Patrick Stewart.
Amazing.
Gift of the human species.
I actually finally watched Dune, and like the original Dune.
Oh, like because the new one's coming out.
No, exactly. That's the reason I wanted to watch it, just to kind of get an idea. What, man, what form of pot, crack, anything do you need to be on to actually get through that entire movie?
Yeah, I mean, trying to get through the book, it's like 600 pages.
Really?
Yeah, it's huge.
Good.
Not 600, but it's gigantic. Dune is a long, long book.
It took me 3 sittings to watch the whole movie. Like, it's just so hard to get into.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's part where you're trying to, like, follow it. It's just like, huh? What? Why is that guy a big deal?
There's a sand monster.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you can ride them? That was weird.
That's...
It's like, oh, yes. All of a sudden, I can take over him. Why? Because I can ride him like a bull.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, McKellen, or McCallum, what the fuck was his name?
Isn't it McKellen?
It's McKellen, right?
Yeah, like a scratch.
Exactly. So, but, and then what'd he do after that? I don't know. Exactly. He's one of those actors where you sit there and go, I've seen him in something. I can't put my finger on it, but, you know. So, exactly. I know he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a bit. He was crazy in that show, I remember that.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But yeah, anyways, but Patrick Stewart was in that.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, his character was pretty cool. It was like, wow, this seems like a Shakespearean actor. And then there's Sting. And Sting's in it, and it's like, I like Sting, I really do. But then I'm watching him, and I'm like going, wow.
And then you're like, why do I like Sting?
Is that exactly what I'm thinking. I'm like, what? No.
I don't like Sting that much.
Not at all. Ooh. Like the guy's like, yeah, doesn't even save me in Desert Rose anymore. It's like, I just, nothing.
Nah,
okay. Somebody called the police, and I don't mean the ones that he used to work with. It was horrible. Horrible.
That is pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. But anyways, not a great movie. I can't wait to see what Dave Bautista does in the next one.
And so. Jason Momoa.
That's right. Jason Momoa is in it too. Mm-hmm. Man, let's go find every big guy that we can have. Yeah, that'll be pretty cool.
I mean, Jason Momoa throwing around a sword is pretty much guaranteed to...
sell some tickets, absolutely. So, even if he dies in the first freaking episode or so.
He won't.
No, this one he won't, obviously.
Yeah.
But, jeez, that pissed me off in Game of Thrones. Probably my favorite character. And then they kill him off right away.
Yeah, well, I mean, even in the book, they set him up as, like,
mm-hmm.
Ned Stark is going to be the end-all, be-all.
Yep. Nothing. Bye.
Pissed me off.
Oh, boy.
That's a book that got thrown.
I believe that.
I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, and throw it across the room.
Martin, you suck.
He does. He needs to get off his fat ass and write these books.
I'll get to something. Anyways,
wouldn't you be more interested in the history of fairies? No!
No!
No! No!
Like,
no!
Has got fairies. So, Philadelphia born comic vowed, I've never struck a woman, not even my mother.
I don't know this one.
Where are you going?
I gotta go.
Are you going to Arizona Light?
I have to. Wow. What are the other options?
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Chug it like a German beer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it is good.
It is. It's delicious. Wow. But.
All right. Do you need a timer, or you're good?
I mean, I'm not good at all, but.
You're fantastic, sir.
You are the 16 second champ here.
All right.
Really hope that's only about beer drinking. No, is that...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
I'm still not too sure how that even means.
All right. So, do we have the Arizona Lights? You want to know after?
No, tell me now.
It is WC Field.
God damn it.
I'm like, oh, just at least guess. Oh.
Well, I mean, if I guess and I get it wrong, then I'm wrong.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah. I got you. But it was like, ah.
Yeah, all right.
You got this.
So, all right. So full.
I know, right? That was delicious, eh?
It was so good.
And...
Ready? One, two, three.
Going. He's going. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Matt is taking on an Arizona Light. He's going for the Chuggability Award tonight. You know, this family edition really is kind of kicking our ass a tad.
It's hard.
I didn't expect that to happen at all because, it, again, family edition. But, yeah, I think Matt's... oh, it's cold.
Come on,
I got a burp. You got 5 seconds.
I got it.
Ah, really? Oh, man. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
How far are we?
Oh, excuse me. I got about half left.
Half? Oh, yeah. Man. Okay. No. Okay. Now I feel like this beer is a little... I feel like this Weiss beer, a little more filling than our normal beers
we've been drinking. Right? I think so. Yeah.
Okay. The good thing it doesn't come in a full stein. Oof.
That'd be rough. I've missed two pies already.
What is that again? Sports. Yep. Okay, we'll go sports. Whew. I can't believe the family edition is doing this to us.
Okay. Not sports. Uh-uh. Here we go. What is the top-selling campus snack according to the American Association of College Stores? Top-selling campus snack. So, like, on a college campus.
What year is this? All right.
There was one that the last one said as of 1991. So.
So we're thinking the 90s. Okay. So I'm like, I'm trying to think to myself, what snack, you know, like what snack foods could be like? So like a Cheez-It could be around. You know, I'm trying to think of something that'd be a quick.
In theory, yeah.
Yeah. You know. But I mean, for college, I mean, beer. Does beer count as a snack? I don't know. I'm assuming. You know, hopefully. I'm going to stick with beer, actually, on this one. It's probably not right, but I'm still going to try it. Is it acting for, like, the actual, like, name of that product?
Oh, it's an actual name of a place. Product. Also, wouldn't beer be a beverage?
Okay, I guess what you're saying. Okay. So, no, then I see what you're saying. I'll stay away from beer, then.
Yeah.
But, you know,
plus,
college.
You can't, according to the college store, so you can't buy beer.
Oh, that's right. You can't buy it. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So. Thanks for steering me out of that.
No problem. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be weird. I mean, it's smart. I mean, but, anyways, you know, collegiate rules. that might have changed as of lately, though. You know, because now you can actually buy a beer while watching the Sun Devils play.
Yeah. Well,
not right now. But, anyways, thanks, Pac-12. That'll be fun.
Yeah. As we always say.
Sorry, just timestamp that one like hell.
Larry Scott, you suck. Yeah. That will be timeless because he sucked for forever.
Forever, absolutely. Talk about us, your job. And more in one way.
That was a great deal you got with, Premium First Network, so 12 seriously. People can watch your network.
Great. You know, a snack? I'm thinking, okay, so I'm between like, I don't know why I'm thinking Cheez-Its. I don't think ramen would actually count as a snack because I think it's more meant to be an entree. Mm. I think even Slim Jim might have made it because it was huge in the 90s, early 90s.
Rest in peace, Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. Slim Jim, great contract that Vince lost there. It belonged to Randy.
So sad.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to...
Although I think Vince is doing okay.
He's doing all right, yeah.
He's okay.
I think there's still people paying... just $9.99 for the network. Anyway, I'm going to go with Slim Jim. I don't know why, but I'm going that route.
I don't know why either, because that is a terrible snack.
I know, but they were popular back in the early 90s.
And you're right. College students make terrible decisions.
Thank you. Milwaukee's beast. Anyways, we haven't done that show yet. Ugh. Please don't say it was Cheez-Its.
No, it's Oreos.
Oreos. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
Oreos are delicious.
They are delicious. I don't think I've ever thought to myself, you know what sucks? An Oreo.
Nah. Never been like, you know what this could use less of? Oreos. You know what I wish I didn't have? Oreos. No one says that.
No one says that. If anything, I'll sit there and say to myself, you know what I need? Oreos.
Oreos.
I must have milk. I'm one of those guys that I like Oreos.
Yeah.
But if I don't have milk, I'll save them for later because I know they're better that way, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
What you got? Oh, shit. You're on another pie.
I can't drink any more beer.
Wow. Holy crap here, Matt.
I've already had to chug a Weiss beer and an Arizona Light.
Oh. This is a new card, too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, this is easy. You might as well throw a pie on this one.
Yeah, you always say that.
This is easy. Think about it. You ready?
No.
No? Okay. I mean, I don't have to read it. How much time we got left?
We got 23 minutes. So.
Oh, we can totally shoot the shit for 23 minutes. Is that type of podcast? We can do that.
Open up a beer.
Yeah, I'm opening up another beer here, by the way.
Get comfy.
I'm at 4 points for 2 beers.
I think we're tied, man.
Are we tired, really?
Yeah, because I had...
You have a pie.
And a beer.
And a beer.
And a lost beer.
Okay.
So that's 5-4.
Four. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're both tied at 4. All right, cool. I can do this.
Christ.
Whatever. You'll get this and I'll be back to losing.
All right. Didn't you say that about the last one?
No.
Oh, okay.
What baseball field fixture was required to have 5 sides after a 1900 ruling?
Oh, that's home plate.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you.
It's the only one with 5 sides.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like, well, this is the dumbest question of all time. So.
All right.
Anyways.
Boy, I really don't want to go back that way. I just got my asshole opened up. So.
So, we bought these beers, right? And they were a little bit warm because they were not in a refrigerated, display when we bought them.
That is true.
So, we placed them in the freezer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to get beer slush.
Yeah!
I love that! Dripping beer slush is so good, yeah.
Should we move the other one out of the freezer?
No, it would be fine. We'll get to it. It's good, yeah.
It's a German beerita?
I have a German beerita, yeah.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
Missing the tequila, it's no party yet, but we're getting there. Some good German fun, yeah? Ah!
I'm on the entertainment pie again.
Good luck, yeah?
Oh!
I don't know what to say to that.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön, yeah. Dankeschön. From a guy that's not German at all. You tore your dress.
Matthew Broderick.
What a mess. Good point. Is he German? Is Broderick German? Broderick.
So.
No, probably not.
I don't know. Maybe. Don't know.
Yeah, he looks Jewish. Anyways, no, doesn't he? I think he does.
All right, he's got a lovely singing voice.
He does, absolutely. entertainment
and such a wide range too.
Does right? Oh boy.
Ah, oh, crepes.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Oh, that helps.
If it makes you feel better, I don't know a lot of them. So, but this one is I don't even think I've ever heard this one.
Oh.
Entertainment Pie.
Sure.
What animated show's private eye once hid inside an olive in a martini to overhear a conversation? Wow. What were we doing in the 90s? Holy crap. If this game was done in the 90s, this is... What animated show's private eye once hid in an olive in a martini to overhear a conversation? Wow.
It's got to be something really small then, right?
Uh-huh. I don't know what this animated show is, though. Yeah, it's weird, yeah.
It's almost like a Adam Ant situation,
Mm-hmm.
Like something super tiny.
Mm-hmm. I don't know any of this.
I
can't even be like, so steer you in this direction, steer you in, I don't know this one at all. This is a god-awful horrible.
Okay. Well.
The best part about this show is our fantastic Weissbier from Kollege Ludwig.
That's...
It's delicious, like an Oktoberfest.
That is really good.
You know what's horrible about this show?
What?
This game is horrible. This is not for kids. This is not family. This is avoiding the family time,
what,
I believe.
What adult is... can we switch to the quick kid questions?
Mm-hmm. What color is sunflower, yeah? Yellow. Everyone knows that, yeah.
Just for shits and giggles, I kind of want to see what the options are.
Read me a question for the kids. I mean, what the hell?
Who's Robin Hood's girlfriend?
Oh, Maid Marian.
Good.
Thank you. Keep going.
Whose last words were, "Tell my mother I died for my country. I thought I did what was best. Kill me. Useless. Useless."
That's a kid question?
Yeah.
By God, what is up with these freaks that made this game? I don't know. That's horrible. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, yes, but...
But it's because you read the answer? I mean, that doesn't count, bro.
No,
okay.
So, I'm actually reading a book about...
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hardest of all human tissue.
What's that?
Hardest of all human tissue.
Oh, yeah, that's teeth. Yeah,
yeah, your teeth enamel. What hot drink is the most widely consumed beverage in the world after water?
Tea.
Yeah. What do French and Italian children believe are brought to them by flying church bells on Easter?
Oh, that one I don't know.
Easter eggs.
Oh, well, okay, that makes sense.
Then what do two presents does Eeyore get from Pooh and Piglet for his birthday?
I'm going to assume his tail and a bow or a nail.
It is an empty honey pot and a broken balloon.
Oh, that makes sense.
What
yeah.
shitty friends.
I know, right? Hello. I don't have any more use for this.
Yeah.
So I should give it to you to make you even more depressed than you are. And this is a balloon that I used to enjoy, but, you know, it's broken.
Thanks for noticing me.
Well, we didn't really notice. Christopher Robin told us it was your birthday.
All right, just fuck off, all right?
I didn't look at my Facebook warnings.
My Facebook was all full up with ads for honey and weight loss programs.
Which I keep denying.
Yeah.
I keep telling them, I don't like these spam ads.
Can you imagine like Pooh Bear on Noom?
Right.
What did you eat today?
I had a bit of honey.
A jar of honey.
No, it was quite a bit.
But I did my exercise.
It was a small jar.
Did some lunges. Yeah. And
up,
squats.
Down, touch my toes, up, yeah. Tiffany.
I climbed a tree.
I got stuck. But I ate a whole bunch of honey to survive.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
That's
so bad.
Wow, your sugar levels are through the roof, Pooh Bear.
What do you mean I'm a diabetic?
Pooh Bear lost his foot? Oh, shit.
How horrible would that be, right? Can somebody go get rabbits? I want him to go stop by the store and pick me up a jar of honey. That'd be so bad. Oh, man.
I forgot what the question even was.
Pooh, you lost your F-O-double-T-double-O-T. Oh. That doesn't sound great at all. All right.
Yeah, that this.
What
is
was
like,
this question? I'm sorry.
It is like a study in the DSM. So, because... Tigger's got to have, like, ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely depression, some narcissistic tendencies.
He thinks he's pretty awesome, too. I mean, we're talking about Tigger, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely, something's going on there.
There's something wrong with that boy.
And then you got Al up in the tree judging everyone.
Narcissistic asshole.
Yeah, and then you got a rabbit. Who probably is probably the most normal character of them all.
Really? He's like obsessive compulsive.
But at the same point in time, he realizes everyone's pretty much batshit crazy.
That's true.
You know, so, I mean, we could call that normal.
Are we really doing like a psychoanalysis?
I'd win a characters. What about Gopher? I mean, he did come later. Anyways.
He did, but,
Piglet. Pusher. Anyways.
Pain in the ass.
Total waste of time. Okay, so back to the Entertainment Pie question. What animated show's Private Eye once hid inside an olive in a martini to overhear a conversation?
I got nothing.
It's Arizona Light or chug another German beer?
Yeah.
Or answer wrong?
Could I just chug these beers?
I mean, sure.
I won't take a point for it, but...
Yeah, no, I feel ya.
All right.
Any guesses?
The only one I knew was like Adamant. So
okay, have you ever heard of Inch High Private Eye?
What the fuck is that?
Exactly, right? This is bullshit, yeah. I don't agree with any of this. This is all horseshit. You know, but King Ludwig would not stand for this garbage.
He would not be behind such bullshit as
not behind bullshit.
Wow.
This is not Oktoberfest at all.
No.
This family is just, no.
I don't feel like I'm enjoying Oktoberfest as much.
I mean, I still do.
It's very nice. Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Five.
So you can roll again.
That's what, yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry, four. Pink.
Oh, pink or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pink or pink?
Well.
Oh, what's that one? People in play?
Yeah. No, pink or blue, my man.
No, that's pink.
You're on green.
Yeah.
All right, count up five.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you were right. Wow. Yep, pink it is. Okay. I think I know entertainment a little bit better than people in places, I guess. I don't know. We're going to find out.
You got this.
All right.
All right. What? Oh.
Ruh-ruh.
It's been a long time since I thought about this show, but it was not one of my favorites growing up. It was one of my grandfather's favorites. So.
Oh, it's a show?
It's a show.
Okay.
What did Archie Bunker?
Okay, All in the Family.
Yep. Rename Kelsey's Bar after he bought it.
I do not know the answer to that. I don't think I've ever seen that episode.
It becomes a whole spinoff.
Cheers.
No.
Right. I was thinking bar TV shows. Anyways. I don't know. That's cool to know, though, but I'm excited to actually know the answer on this one.
If you think about it, you probably can answer it. What did he rename Kelsey's Bar?
Kelsey's Bar.
Or did Archie Bunker rename it? Kelsey's Bar.
No knuckleheads allowed?
No meatheads.
No meatheads. Or welcome to Meatheads Not Allowed. Wow. I'm trying to think of an old bar show. That would have played into it.
Yeah, I don't even think it made like Nick at Night reruns.
Oh, really? That bad, eh?
It just...
No one bought into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
I really don't know.
Yeah, he was great. But yeah. I don't think any of the other...
None of the rest of the cast of All in the Family? Reiner wasn't even in it? That's a little surprising.
I think he made some like...
Guest appearances.
Yeah, but it moved away from the family to just centering sort of more around...
On him in the bar? Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know.
It is called Archie's Place.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Good name. Good name for a bar.
Yeah, I can see him. Yeah, I can see him doing that.
So, I need to...
I mean, I'm technically winning now. Because you just lost another pie.
Six, wait, no, eight. No. I'm at six.
You're still up. I have to finish this beer to be tied.
God. And you're going to.
I love you, too. I'll see you next Tuesday also.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I gotta go this. Oh, I don't want to go that way. All right, yeah, blue, please.
Blue. Okay, here we go.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Winston Churchill. What World War II general penned the poem A Soldier's Burial and Marching in Mexico?
Pershing?
What's that? You want the... I'm sorry. Say that again.
Pershing?
Penned the poems? Are you saying the name? I'm sorry.
Yeah, General Pershing?
No.
Who is it?
It is General Patton. Or General George Patton.
In Mexico?
Yep. So...
See, I went with Pershing because he chased after Pancho Villa.
Yeah.
But...
Makes sense.
I know Patton was in Mexico.
I didn't either.
Huh.
Four. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, oof. Rolling again. This could be dangerous. 5.
Ooh, it's a blue.
Did I just... Oh, shit. Blue pie. People and places, eh?
All right, here we go. Okay.
No. Arizona light time.
No.
No?
You are taking the lead, my friend.
Oh, really?
Yes, you are.
We'll see how this goes.
What founding father coined the saying... Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Okay, so first off, what makes you think I would know the answer to that?
It's a very famous saying.
Okay, say it again.
What founding father coined the saying, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise?
I feel like it should be Ben Franklin. But...
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Ben Franklin.
Yeah, yes, you should.
Was it really?
Yeah, okay. And Poor Richard's Almanac.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. And you, sir, have a commanding lead.
I need another beer, by the way.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, because that puts you up at 9.
I'll take 9.
You are.
I'll take 9.
You are 9-5. No, 9-6. I was like, you're almost Dolly Partoning this. Working 9-5.
Oh yeah.
What a way to make a living. Let's go.
I'm trying, man. Let's see what we can do. First game of October. Let's see if we can make a true fest out of this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Science or wild card?
Let's go wild card. That's probably a dumb idea, but you know, we'll give it a shot.
All right. Okay.
That's a lot of German beer.
What unpopular dish have you ordered with onions when a waitress screams out, "Put out the lights and cry"?
That would be liver and onions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Because I hate liver and onions, as my dad does also. And liver and onions, weirdly enough, is one of those. It's kind of like, shit on a shingle?
Yeah.
It's one of those popular dishes that you see in like those old style diners.
Mm-hmm.
That
sucks.
It sucks, but like, people still love it and do it. Like, my grandfather was a huge liver and onions
guy. My dad likes liver and onions.
Right?
And so I
shit on a shingle. I don't mind it.
I got in the habit of just putting horseradish on it whenever we made it.
Just to cover up the taste of everything.
I don't think liver's a very...
I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of it.
Like, this is based on a dare.
Yeah. I hate to say, I've had liver and onions... And the mouse is where I first had it.
Uh-huh.
It was one of those where me and one of the chefs, we were just fucking around.
Yeah.
And we were ordering weird shit and just throwing it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And he did these onions that were just flat out amazing. And we put it with the liver and we all had a little bit of it. And some of us ate it, some of us did not. Yeah. But it was actually not bad. Not my, like, hey, I want to have this again. But it was one of those where I'd sit there and... Let me put it this way. I like haggis better than I like liver and onions. I'll give you that.
Fair enough.
So, there you go.
All right.
So,
sure roll.
Still,
you are still rolling along.
Six. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Rolling entertainment again.
Rolling easy. Again. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We're right back where we were.
All right. Let's try this again here. A little sports and leisure. Okay. Is it sporty or is it leisurely?
I don't know. I got to get another one.
Another card. What's going on here? German beer slush. So good.
What Bavarian folk dance became the rage of high society in 1812?
Bavarian folk dance.
Bavarian folk dance became the rage of high society in 1812.
I want to say, and I could be completely wrong, but I feel like it could be the chicken dance. Completely wrong, eh? Okay, well, fuck it. Not the chicken dance. It was so popular. Is it polka dancing? I don't know.
It is not the chicken dance.
It's not the polka dancing?
It is neither of those.
Oh, it's, you know, it's big ol' polka jazz. Yeah, it's very big.
Jazz,
the swinging polka, yeah?
It's a waltz.
It's a waltz. Oh, yes, the waltz.
The waltz. Yeah. Yeah. Very good, yeah. The Waltzsteiner.
So it's not the chicken dance.
Not the
It was such a hit.
It is.
I mean, everybody dances around.
You don't want to be a chicken. You don't want to be a duck. So you shake your butt.
How much better does it get? You do a clapping of the fingers. Yeah, clapping of the fingers. You do the flap of the wings. You shake the body. And then clap, clap, clap. You know? And then everybody grab arms. And it was changing partners. You know, nobody's arguing. I mean, it's all
like,
fine.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like it is fun. It's the best time ever. It would roll
through. We have a wild card.
Yes, absolutely. Here we go.
Anyway.
What type of hat was Londoner James Hetherington arrested for wearing in 1797? As we know, hats were big back then.
They were. Thank you, Dave Anthony.
Thank you.
He was arrested for wearing what kind of hat?
Yes. I mean, this is just,
In what year?
1797. I mean, who?
Honestly, this is absolutely fantastically horrible. I would never fuck with just absolutely bloody wretched, to be honest.
Okay. Was it a top hat?
It was a top hat.
Oh, fuck.
Well, for fuck's sake, you got that. Bloody hell. It was a top hat. How horrible is that? What type of hat was Londoner James Hetherington arrested for wearing? First off,
why?
What was he, too fancy?
Why? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Fantastic hat, by the way.
I gotta,
did I tell you that? James, I
got to look it up. I got to know, why was this man arrested?
It's a top hat, really. We're looking for more of a bowler style, you know?
I see.
Like the cap where you're selling the newsies.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. Like
yeah,
a,
maybe.
And a chapeau.
A chapeau, yes, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that's what it's called, but...
I don't know either, but sure, we'll go with it. You know, maybe a beret, you know? Ooh. It's very French.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Oui.
Oui, oui. Okay. Oh, history pie, sir.
Hold on.
Hold on. How much time do we have left?
Let's slow play this.
Uh-huh.
We got 3 minutes left, so... but, so, as it stands right now...
Yes, sir.
You... are 6'9". I'm at 6'8". It's 9-6.
Yep.
So I would have to, and you're just going to drink that beer like an asshole.
First Oktoberfest of the year.
I know.
I have a chance to win, yeah.
You do.
If I win.
You win.
I blow my mind, yeah.
You might, yeah, you're blowing something. Is that?
I mean, I don't, well, no.
It's
horrible. What's he saying?
This is not fun.
This is not fun. This is
not the spirit of Oktoberfest.
No. Back to chicken dance talk. It was very, very becoming. Waltz. What was the waltz?
It's so vulgar. It's a folk dance.
It's a folk dance.
It's a dance for poor people.
Bloody folk doing that. Okay, I've read your question. You take for
Well, well.
You don't want to hold off? Okay.
No, I can tie the game, and then you're just going to win with the beer. Because, so I'm
What's his problem? Is it good? This is a very good Weiss beer.
It's a very good beer.
King Ludwig knew what he was brewing.
He did.
Yeah. Great Bavarian hops here, by the way.
Yeah. All right. I guess, go ahead.
Okay. It's not a very good family game.
Oh, no. This is a terrible family.
Absolutely. What kind of family plays this? Family Edition? Bah.
You know, sidebar. Matt O'Meara sidebar.
Yeah.
I think we played this game as a family once.
Oh.
And
Your kids?
No. My parents.
Your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And I think my dad thought it was terrible.
I believe that.
And he said, I don't want
to
play
this
anymore.
So he handed this game down to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he...
why do you think it was terrible?
Because of the questions.
Because they're ridiculously over-the-top questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
So it's like they tried to make the adult questions a little...
more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make it fair
for the kids. Like the kids actually have a chance here.
Right.
No, I got you. It makes absolutely perfect sense. You know?
All right. Go ahead. Why not?
Give me 1 second.
You're going to win. You've already got it in the bag. There you go.
Now he's in the bag.
All right. I mean, unless I get this question in another pie, then...
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's in the bag. It's just now I'm trying to make sure that there's no chance.
You're cementing this.
I'm trying very hard.
Salt away the victory, my friend. Salt it away.
I'm trying very hard.
You should.
Because, obviously, it's sometimes very hard to get victory in a game.
Plus,
if I'm going to start Oktoberfest in best way, I do it this way with a win, yeah?
Yeah, because that you've had a shit ton of beer.
Yes, I have had a shit ton of beer.
And you're still in a commanding lead.
I'm just saying, it's going well. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about Britain, yeah?
Why?
Well, it's
part of the question?
It's a question,
like,
yeah.
It's like
question.
We're in Germany.
No, but this is Britain. You know?
Okay.
Okay. You know how they have presidents, but they're called something else?
Prime ministers?
Yes. Which prime minister finished last in graduating class in college?
I mean, it's got to be Churchill.
It was Churchill.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Oh, shit.
Oh, my. That's
loud.
That's a beep I got.
So, Jimmy with a commanding win.
I as a champion
to lead off Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest with a win.
With a what?
I cannot.
Nine.
I
can,
this 10, is 11, amazing.
9-2. 11-9 win.
11-9 win.
You, sir, ran the table. Oh wait, no, because you had an Arizona Light in there too, right?
I did have Arizona.
So a 12-9 win.
Oh shit! Yeah. Yeah. Oh damn! Yeah, good call.
So
yeah.
12-9.
Woo!
I you, sir.
That's a tasty win.
Yeah. It's a very tasty win.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a commanding 12-9 win.
I'll take
it. Champion.
Le champion.
Leading off Oktoberfest.
I'll take it.
With a
Oktoberfest with a win.
It's a good way to start.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll take it. This is great. I really like it.
You want to close your tab?
I do want to close my tab.
Go for it.
Being that it's Oktoberfest.
You should.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that would normally be hosting an Oktoberfest or would normally be headed to an Oktoberfest. And, you know, what's going on right now, it makes it very hard, and a lot of them have been canceled.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of different ways that people are doing it, where it's like virtually, with the access to different styles of beers like we've been able to access tonight.
Yep.
All I can say is I am very appreciative of how the breweries have been over the top on trying to make sure that that experience that we normally look forward to is still in some way served.
Oh,
you know what I mean? A lot of people in the hospitality industry are working overtime. So I ask everybody that's listening to us, take your time, understand. All these people in the hospitality world are just trying to do a job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether you agree with what's happening or disagree with that, what's happening, as long as we're able to go to work every day, that's what matters. You know, because we want to be able to supply for our families just as much as you guys want to come in and enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So please be responsible. Please take care of yourself. Take care of your people. And if they're asking you to do something, just do it. Take care of the people that, you know, are trying to serve you, just to make sure that you are enjoying your time. That's all I can say. That's me closing my tab. Thank you for Oktoberfest being here. What about you, sir? How are you closing your tab?
Mine was along the same lines, as I making sure that you look out for the people in your life. You know, it's still a very challenging time. There's some things that have been presented to us which are out of our control, and sometimes that can, you know, consume us. So just check in on your people. Take care of the ones you love. Take care of your friends. Take care of your family. And, you know, look out for one another.
Absolutely.
So we've closed our tabs. We're excited to head out of this first iteration of Oktoberfest 2.0. Season 2 of Oktoberfest. We have one show in the book.
One show in the book for Oktoberfest. Absolutely.
Join us again next week. We'll be coming back to our regular national brews.
Yep.
And exploring the beautiful Oktoberfest that we have on this side of the pond.
Of the pond, as they say in England.
As it were.
As it were. All
right. Take care of one another. Make sure you use rideshare devices. Call a taxi, phone a friend, or be that guy.
Sleep on the couch.
Yeah. And if you feel like getting in contact with us, you can do it through Twitter at Drinks Trivial, Instagram, Facebook, or our Gmail at trivial.drinks.podcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Very professional, we know.
It's very nice. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day. We'll catch up with you next time.
Absolutely. Here's to Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Prost.
Prost.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice.